This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk. Now that the dust has settled on K2013, where the mood was mostly positive, polyethylene and polypropylene players in Europe are digesting news of a €30 a tonne drop in the ethylene and propylene contract prices for November, and they're looking to see what it will mean for polymer pricing. Most buyers expect the €30 drop to be passed on to the downstream markets, and some producers have admitted as much. A couple say they're planning to hold out for a rollover, while some buyers are looking for a bigger price drop to bring their contracted prices more into line with low October spot levels. Demand in October turned out to be better than in September, but production is still running at reduced rates. Crackers are estimated to be running at 80 to 85% of capacity, also affecting polyethylene and polypropylene output, of course. Some sellers have already said that polymer output will have to be cut for some time to be in line with demand. Several older polyethylene units in Europe are being closed, but these are not expected to affect the market as new capacity comes on stream in the Middle East and shale gas exploration leads to added capacity in North America. Some sellers are saying that demand for November is already better than in October, and several large buyers admit that they're filling their silos ahead of a possible attempt to raise prices in January. Polyethylene and polypropylene prices have increased in January in the past 5 years, and some buyers don't plan on taking any chances on having no stock ahead of the possibility of it happening again in 2014. Taking on extra volumes in November will help reach year-end rebates and give a cushion against higher prices in January, as long as the financial year doesn't end in December. Even if the current feedstock trend and final demand in polymer markets are not looking that propitious for a big price hike at the beginning of 2014. As many players are considering November pricing, some polyethylene buyers are still settling October. October prices have fallen by more than the €35 decrease in the ethylene contract, but even so, some buyers are trying to push for more than the widely accepted €50 a tonne drop because they say their net-net price is still higher than the spot levels of early October. Some spot polyethylene prices fell very sharply, but sentiment means that the very low prices are no longer being offered, and sellers are not willing to drop prices further, even at large retroactive accounts. Some sources think the market is talking itself into a situation where November prices will be the bottom of the current cycle, December will be fairly flat, and January will see suppliers aiming for higher prices as they say their margins are still not sustainable. Many players think that current and recent trends in polyethylene and polypropylene pricing are based on stock shifts rather than on fundamental supply and demand elements, and most sources expect it to carry on this way for some time. Buyers and sellers will continue to keep a close eye on stocks, as neither intends to have a warehouse full of expensive material in a potentially falling market, and they'll also be looking at upstream naphtha movements, as a sharp rise or fall there can mean big changes in the polymer sector. This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk.